Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Sharpie, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey. We don't have Steve. We have lost him to Paris once again.
Poor Steve.
Yeah, and all their pastries.
Parisian pastries.
Yeah. All we get, you know, we don't get pictures of any monuments or tennis matches. We get food.
Pastries.
I could do without the tennis. It's probably the lamest sport out there.
Ouch.
Tennis is such a racket.
We just lost all our tennis fans.
You know, I just don't, I can't, I just don't enjoy it. You know, like, I don't know. And I just always want to put sunblock on the people. I'm always like, oh.
It just melts off them, though, because they're sweating so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, tangent number one.
Check. Oh, right. I said I was going to be good.
You did.
And within 10 seconds, Chris, right to left field.
Well, no, that's baseball.
You should have mentioned something so delightfully distracting.
All right. So we're going to do a quick little news show and address a listener question. And let's get started. Chris, you're ready to go. So let's talk about your story. Chris Wood.
Monday morning, or I guess it was Monday night, there was a Disney guest at Fort Wilderness, had a little too much to drink, I guess, at one of the restaurants there. I'm not sure which one, they didn't say.
And for the record, it was not me.
You know what? I want to say it was Hoop-Dee-Doo. Unlimited
beer, unlimited sangria. I think you might be right.
Yeah, not to mention unlimited corny entertainment, right? I mean, I don't know if I could sit through that.
Entertainment.
I know.
Are you suggesting that Hoop-Dee-Doo reviewed made him drive through a plate glass window?
I think so, actually. I think that's exactly what happened, but let's not get ahead of ourselves because this is a sad tale. And I want everyone to take note that this is what happens when you go to Hoop-Dee-Doo and have too much beer and wine and whatever else they give you. Okay, so he got drunk and he started stumbling out of the restaurant, and one of the cast members came over in a golf cart to help him. He got really angry and he charged the golf cart and cracked the screen. And then he jumped in the driver's seat and drove over to the dock where he crashed into the dock and then jumped in the water and started swimming out. But it gets worse because of the Disney Marine unit comes out to rescue him, and he starts calling them racial slurs. And yes. And then he decides, well, I'm just going to get out of this situation, and he goes underwater. So naturally he pops back up, but then he starts passing out. So they get him off the, you know, they get him out of the water and they put him on shore and they do CPR and all that stuff. And then he goes to jail. And I'm assuming also he's the beneficiary of a lifetime ban as well.
So. Oh, I'm sure.
But then I saw his picture in the Orlando Sentinel, and I felt sorry for him because he looked kind of stupid. I mean, you know, he looks like
young.
Maybe.
He looks young.
It wasn't,
how old is he?
Oh, he's 27. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe.
See, that's the problem. Look, he doesn't know how to drink and drive yet.
Well, and also,
wait a minute. At what age do you know how to drink and drive?
I don't know how to drink and drive. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, maybe he was so frustrated with FastPass Plus and my Disney experience. I don't know. Bless his heart. I hope everything works out for him.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain he won't be returning to Disney anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, maybe he could go to Disneyland. Like all those other people they banned from World and then they just go to land.
Wow. Oh, okay, so Lauren.
Chef Mickey will be open for brunch starting this coming May 31st. So I guess that's next week probably. You can actually start booking that on My Disney Experience and calling in on May 20th. And the brunch hours are going to be from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And basically it sounds like they're just kind of giving you a lunch menu and throwing in a bunch of waffles. So I mean, it sounds like it's going to be pretty good. They're going to have soup, salad, seafood, fresh broccoli, antipasto, chicken and caprese, hot dishes, barbecued ribs, baked salmon, and Mickey waffles.
Awesome.
And the ice cream bar will be open because that's important.
Because the first thing I think about when I think Chef Mickey's is baked salmon, because I really want fish from there.
And an ice cream bar.
That's really not the place I think
with
I'd
your
be.
Salmon.
In
yeah.
A little say. Side of ice cream with it.
Yeah, some rainbow sprinkles with your salmon.
Well, and I feel bad because I really, of all the places on property, I think they have the worst food. And so, but it's kind of one of the things you really can't say to people because they're emotionally connected to that restaurant. You know,
you really do hate the food there, don't you?
At Chef Inc. I think it's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, but I still think it's a rite of passage. I think everybody should do it once.
Lots of unpleasant things are rites of passage. For example, beer bongs, your freshman year of college. I advise against that.
Tangent number three.
All right. I'm going to go next. We're going to go to Downtown Disney, a.k.a. Disney Springs. And the Boathouse, which is the new restaurant that they've got going in, is there. They have just added it to the dining plan, and it's available for 2 credits, and you can have lunch or dinner on your dining plan for 2 credits.
Yay.
Ta-da.
So I have a very quick tangent revolving Downtown Disney, also known as Disney Springs. When will the name officially change over? Has it done that yet?
Never. I'm never going to call it anything but Downtown Disney.
Because I'm kind of a stickler for calling things by their given name. I know that's weird. But...
You know, it took me forever. What was it? It was Downtown Disney and then the Disney Village Marketplace. It took me forever not to call it the Marketplace. That was hard. And now we've got to go Disney Springs.
I'm still calling it Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hollywood Studios hasn't changed yet, right?
MGM.
MGM. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm like, what? What did I miss?
Sorry. I was distracted.
No, I still do Epcot Center.
So yet another fast tangent. Is it Epcot or is it Epcot Center?
Oh, it's just Epcot.
It's just Epcot now.
It's just Epcot.
But you know what? I always sort of like to call it Epcot Center once in a while. Just for the retro thing.
Okay. I'm going to push this along to Sharpie.
Good call.
And we're going to set sail. Disney Cruise Line has announced.
I feel like we're about to sing the Love Boat song.
The Love Boat.
It's
there we go.
Exciting and new.
They will once again be sailing out of New York City in 2016. And they have announced the extension of sailings out of Miami, and they're also headed back to Galveston, Texas. So lots of excitement this week as that was announced. So a lot of new dates out in the market. The Canadian cruise, from what we've understood, has already potentially sold out. We'd heard that there are still some staterooms not loaded into the system.
They loaded them this afternoon, but it's all guaranteed that's left.
Oh wow!
For that cruise.
Yeah, it's
that
been crazy, so wildly popular.
Yep.
I don't know why they don't.
New York rocks. They should have stayed in New York.
They only had one sailing scheduled. So it was October 2nd for Canada out of New York City, and that booked up. Jesse and I did that sailing in 2013, I think. 2012, 2013, back whenever they did New York City the last time. And it's the same itinerary, visiting Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John, New Brunswick. Fantastic itinerary. If they would happen to add more dates to that itinerary, book it. It's a great, great cruise. It's a five-night, but they're also doing longer cruises out of New York City as well to the Bahamas, which will also include a stay at Castaway Key or a stopover at Castaway Key. But it will also include a stopover at Port Canaveral. And that includes a day trip into Walt Disney World. So good stuff coming back to Disney Cruise Line. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, That was a good call.
Yeah.
I hope they maybe put some more itineraries in there, because yes. I would love to do that Canadian one.
It was a great sailing. It really was. I honestly, at some point during the cruise, I really expected to hear the Canada song from the Canada Pavilion at Epcot, but we never heard it. I was a little disappointed, I have to admit. I know. I'm dorky.
I'm surprised Chris hasn't broken out into song.
I'm sorry. Did you want me to sing O Canada?
Yes.
No, the theme song from the Circle Vision 360 movie from the Canadian Pavilion at Epcot. That's
Do you know what? I have never seen it.
What?
No.
Okay.
The more I learn about you guys, the less I think that you're actually Disney fans.
I don't have time to stand in there. I practically was born in Canada. I don't need to stand in there and experience it.
I have to be honest, I've never seen it either.
Yeah, what? It was cold.
Nope. Oh my goodness. Mouse Chat listeners, I truly apologize for the lack of experience of my fellow mouse chatters.
Excuse me, I've seen it. And I would like to point out, let me just save this, because we were at Girl Scouts and we were doing a project just actually 2 days ago. And I put my phone on and it was just on shuffle, so it's playing all of my music. And I would quiz the girls, okay, who can name this band? Who, you know, and then, you know, Princess and the Frog comes on. What city did this take place in? And who can tell me what state it's from? And so then the song from the Canadian Pavilion, O Canada, or no, it's not even O Canada. It's, I don't know what
just
it's called.
Canada.
Yeah.
Exclamation
Canada,
point.
Canada. Comes on, and I'm like, can anyone tell me what this is from? And one girl got it. She said it's from Epcot.
Wow. Good for her.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's actually, in my opinion, it's actually one of the best films in Epcot in the World Showcase. It's really nice. It's hosted by Martin Short, I do believe, right, Lisa?
Oh,
I think so.
It's been a while, so
yeah, I'm pretty.
I
sure
mean,
it's
he
Martin
hosts
Short.
A lot of things, so I couldn't say for sure. Okay, so Chris Wood, Madam Wong,
yes.
Can we go to our listener question for the week?
Yes. So we just got a question from some nice listeners in Brazil. And this is what they wrote. Hi, I'm Fernanda from Brazil. I'd like you to know we are listening to you from here. Like the show a lot, and it helps us learn English as well. Thank you. That was our whole goal. Okay, not really.
I feel bad that we're the ones teaching them that.
I know. Seriously. Fernanda, just so
they're going
you know,
around. Wait, they're going around saying puns.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah. See, Fernanda, I knew there was value.
Don't be like Sharpie, okay? Just so you know, don't be like Sharpie. Or and I hope they don't get Lauren's New Jersey accent.
I was going to say they're going to go to Walt Disney World and they're going to ask for coffee.
Do I have some coffee? Oh, I can't even say it.
Some water. Yeah. I need a glass of water and a coffee to go.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're like, huh? What? What is that?
Well, and we teach them about extra stuff too. So it's really special. That's why we do these tangents. Anyway, Fernanda says, we are planning our next visit, our 4th and 6th years in November. I would like to know about character dining. And this is a good one for all of y'all because you love character dining. How does it work once you are there? Do you have chances to take photos? What are the best ones? How about the ones at the resorts? Maybe you already talked about it and I didn't find it yet. We talk about this all the time, but this is still an awesome question. We have 2 little girls, 2 and 5 years old. Oh, perfect. So I'll just go ahead and go into my favorite character meal, which is Tusker House at Animal Kingdom. I think that's a really awesome one if you want to see Mickey and Minnie and Donald Duck and those guys.
Can you believe I still haven't done Tusker House?
You haven't done that?
Are you kidding?
Lisa.
Okay, so next time
I'm just learning all sorts of stuff about.
I guess
guys.
I know where we're going.
I think we need a
now.
Show of confessions.
Why don't we have a Tusker House reservation, travel agent Lauren? We need one.
Because I was not aware that Lisa was not
initiated.
Never done it. Yeah.
Would you like to go?
I think
Lisa?
We need. Yes, please. Okay, and I do think that we should do a show on things that we just have never done or places we've never eaten.
Okay.
I don't think Chris has one of those.
I don't have one. But things I haven't done, oh gosh, there's a lot.
There's that one snack cart in the back of Epcot that she hasn't tried yet.
It's true.
But technically she has. They relocated it, and so technically she has had it.
Right. And, so she's still looking for it.
Do you know what? It is kind of,
she hasn't found it.
It is kind of weird. Like a client will ask a question like, have you eaten such and such and such? And I'm like, yeah, last month. What do you want to know? I eat way too much Disney food, and it's starting to show. So anyway.
Okay.
All right. Who wants to take it? What are your favorites, Lauren?
Well, I have a couple.
Shocking.
And to be fair, she did say favorites with an S.
So Lauren gave me
that plural option, right?
Right, exactly.
Honestly, my favorite is Garden Grill, not because of the service. I don't love the service there. But I like the food. I love the character interaction.
Yep, it's among the best.
So I do really like that one. And then my other one would be 1900 Park Fair, and I like it for both breakfast and dinner. I think it's great for both. Two completely different experiences.
I agree.
I would have to agree on 1900. I can't remember doing Garden Grill.
Yeah, that's another one that's on your list.
It is. I know I've done it like in college or high school. I don't remember it. Yeah, I'm bad there.
It's got Chip and Dale. You can't go wrong with Chip and Dale.
Yeah. So I was going to say breakfast at 1900 Park Fair. I do like that. Character dining. I'm going to let Sharpie jump in too, and I'm going to keep thinking.
One of the coolest character dining experiences we've had was definitely 1900 Park Fair for dinner. The Cinderella, Prince Charming, Lady Tremaine, just so much fun. It was extremely memorable. They put on a show for you. It's really good. The other one definitely is Tusker House Breakfast. We love Tusker House Breakfast. And then another one that has kind of grown on me is called the Best Friends Breakfast with Lilo and Stitch at the Polynesian. Mm-hmm. We did it with my niece and nephews last summer, and they had a lot of fun. A lot of really good character interaction. That's Stitch. Quite zany.
You know what? Am I allowed to jump in with a Disneyland one?
Yes.
Just because you're Lisa, we'll let you.
Yeah, and you probably can't stop me.
Exactly. Lisa has the power of the pepper.
Yeah, I do. I'm going with Goofy's Kitchen Breakfast. Some of the best interaction with characters that I've had.
Yep. We had really good character interaction at dinner there.
I just remember them. There was great interaction between Minnie and Stitch, and
they were funny.
They were very entertaining, and Stitch was harassing some of the people at our table in classic Stitch style, and he got in trouble from Minnie and was put in the corner for time out, and he was flipping people's hair around and just poking, and he was being Stitch, and I like that. It was good. California, I think, has better character interaction overall.
Oh, my God.
Period.
Really. Hands
but,
down.
But, yeah. Still beating that would be Cruise.
Yep, definitely.
So if you like those characters, I think Cruise is the best place. Land is second. Disney World would be third.
And I think the venues at Disneyland are considerably smaller. So I think that results in a lot more character interaction.
Okay. I think that's true. Anyone else on this question on character dining advice?
Did Chris go? I don't think Chris went.
Yeah, she started with Tusker House.
I said I like Tusker House. I mean, I think the princess meals are awesome, especially with two little girls. You'll definitely want to go do Akershus or the castle, depending on how you feel about paying, you know, a lot of money to eat in the castle. But
I call it Akershus.
Oh, I don't even know which is right.
I hear different cast members call it different things. I don't know. But I'm just saying, Akershus. I'm not saying I'm right. I enjoy their breakfast. I don't necessarily enjoy their dinner. Their character interaction is great, but I guess this is a problem wherever you go with younger kids is you pay for that character meal and they eat literally $2.20 worth of food. And that includes their drink.
Even with the Disney markup, they're still eating less than $10 worth of food.
Yeah. It's bad. But good interaction there.
Really gets your goat, doesn't it, Lee?
It does. So, is that because they have goat cheese there? I'm looking for the pun.
There was no pun.
Oh.
For once.
Okay.
Can I just give a final piece of advice on this?
Yes.
Don't schedule too many character meals. Like if you're there for 7 nights, I think 3 should be the max because your kids aren't going to eat very well because they're going to be excited. And also as an adult, eating a buffet every night is not that pleasant. Like you start to feel kind of bloated and run down.
Very true.
Yep. So,
okay.
I don't know. 3 out of 7, is that good or would you do more?
I think 3 to 4 is fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And every other type of thing. All right. Well, thank you for writing in on that. I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up right here. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or to mousechat.net and download them there. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.